Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're answering your questions at 1-877-DOCDALI or by email. Martha wants to know about when are you contagious with the coronavirus. Before I get to some of your questions here, we have some breaking news. China has announced that their peak of coronavirus epidemic is past. Now, they're not saying their epidemic is over, but China has been dying to tell us that they're good. Hey, economy can, you know, pick back up. Things can go, you know, hopefully back to normal soon. Okay, see, I'm so well hydrated that now I'm just spraying. Gotta say it, not spray it. That's why coronavirus is spreading. So China thinks that things are leveling off. And we've been noticing numbers for the last few days. And again, those are the numbers we're being given. I mean, I don't know if they're pulling a North Korea where they're just not telling us, you know, everything. And maybe North Korea has zero cases. I mean, if you don't really get to go in or out, maybe North Korea has zero cases. North Korea, I think, is still claiming they're good. They're like, it hasn't affected us. We got all these other countries involved. And North Korea is completely coronavirus free. Well, now, maybe. But China's saying their peak has passed. Now, we are a couple months behind China because we have no idea when China's epidemic started. Did it start in October? Did it start in November? We only heard about it December 30th. We heard about this right before New Year's. And then all of a sudden, there were like 70,000 people. But, you know, when you do look at the numbers that they are reporting, it seems to be slowly still rising, but slowly staving off. So, where are we now with the world number cases? We have 130,000 total cases. Mind you, more test kits are being made and distributed, so this number will rise. Don't panic about that. Death toll has been at about 4,700. In America, we just got told there's another death, so we're at about 39 deaths in America with 1,300 to 1,400 cases overall. We're still testing. Martha wants to know about the, you know, when are you contagious? So I remember in medical school I had learned that you are contagious 2 days with the common cold or whatever, 2 days before you even feel sick. So if I, let's say, next week, God forbid, start to have a fever or cough and sneezing, I could have been sick a few days before and been contagious. And, you know, people are like, well, that doesn't make sense. Why is that? Well, because the way viruses work, and viruses are really tricky little sons of guns, viruses need your body to promote them. So a virus comes in, let's say like, okay, let's say the common cold coronavirus. It'll come in your nose. And, you know, your nose, I try not to trim all the nose hairs, but your nose has hair, your nose has boogers, the sticky stuff. Your nose has all these, like, elements, these, like, military elements to try to block an assault from a virus. But if that virus gets in through your nose or your mouth or me touching my face or whatever, that virus has to find a host. It has to find a cell and have that cell reproduce it. Okay? Well, if it's just one cell, two cells, your body doesn't feel much. But then it just keeps working. I was like, okay, good. Now we got some more. Now we got some more recruits. And it just keeps recruiting. It just keeps recruiting. And so finally, when your body recognizes it, you're like, okay, dang. You know, and you might get a fever because your body tries to raise the temperature to try to kill off the virus. You're going to sneeze because your body's going to try to sneeze it out. You're going to cough. Your body's going to try to cough it out. But that virus had a good few days to sit there and grow and propagate and brew. Well, you're still breathing out. You're still spraying, not saying. So that's why you could technically spread disease even if you don't have symptoms. We have people out there that have fantastic immune systems. You know, I'll meet them and be like, oh, I never get sick. And I'm like, okay, oh, that's wonderful. And I'm like, good for you. And I'm like, you know, give me some of your immunity. That's fantastic. But that doesn't mean that they can't do harm when it comes to an epidemic, because they might not feel sick, but they could be still spreading it. Was it last year or 2 years ago, they said if you're overweight and you have the flu, you are going to, even if you feel better, still give it off longer than somebody else. Not sure why, but they said obese people will give off the flu for a longer period of time once they feel better. So when you guys hear that, you're like, oh, gosh, holy crap. That means we have to be a little bit more vigilant about people in public places. And that's why we're starting to see this panic, which I want us to pause panic, on, well, let's just cancel this event or this event or this event. And I'm not a fan of that at all. There's been a recent study that the coronavirus could remain in the air for 3 hours. Now, remember there was a report that it could be on like an inanimate surface for up to 9 days. That still holds true. But this study is looking at the virus being on the air, being in the air. So let's say so you know how you get into an elevator and somebody farts, right? And you're like, okay, let me just hold my breath for about 5 seconds and I won't be able to smell it anymore. And then you breathe and you smell it, okay? Because, you know, it's an elevator and it's a, you know, space, all right? You can't smell coronavirus, okay? So, you know, you are in a plane or you're in an office setting, and let's say somebody came in, they had to tour the office, or they came in for a meeting, and then they left. You're like, good, that person looked like they were about to cough and sneeze. They believe the virus could be still sitting for about 3 hours. That's according to this new study with coronavirus. So when we come back, again, we're going to get your questions, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. Ask me your questions. No question is too stupid. No question is too hard. If I don't know it, I'll say I don't know it. But if I know it, I'll give you my answer. But I'm also going to talk about, I like history, and I like going back to history. And so I also want to talk about how we approached the Spanish flu in 1918. Spanish flu was a bunch of soldiers coming back from World War I. We started to see an epicenter in Boston. I believe Philadelphia had this big parade planned. And, you know, medical experts were telling city officials to cancel the parade. They didn't want to. All of a sudden, within 24 hours of that parade, hospitals were slammed. Masks were given out. And if you didn't wear a mask, you were fined, I think like $5. So we're going to talk about what we did about 100 years ago when the Spanish flu killed hundreds of thousands of Americans. We are hoping that coronavirus doesn't do that, and we're hopefully going to stave it off. But it's interesting to see how we responded back then. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, call in now.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we're taking your calls and questions. I see some of you guys calling in. We'll answer anything you need when it, as opposed to, even if it's not coronavirus related, because I'm a doctor, I can answer medical questions. I'll even tell you, you know, how to get your kids to eat vegetables, which my kids haven't been doing. Like, Mom, I don't think the coronavirus is going to, you know, affect us if we have a whole bunch of oil and, you know, carbs in our body. I go, yeah, they will. You need vegetables. You need a nice piece of carrots fighting it off. So, you know, nobody wants to compare coronavirus to the flu. They're saying it's different, it's different. There's a lot of similarities, but they're right. It is a different virus. I guess, don't want to compare the two because it makes it look like the response we're doing now to coronavirus is overdramatic. flu has a vaccine. So what you're going to see is more of a discussion looking at the Spanish flu of 1918. And I guess the reason why is because that was a new virus. It was no vaccine, no medication, took us by storm, had to do with people from foreign countries, you know, coming back to the United States. So you're going to see people kind of compare and contrast that as opposed to seasonal flu. So if you look back at the Spanish flu, all right, and the Spanish flu killed 675,000 Americans. Over 20 to 50 million people worldwide. Again, don't have the numbers because not everybody were tested. They didn't have the testing. But where the CDC and History Channel and stuff, discuss is, or hints to, it had to do with the end of World War One. And so, as you know, the U.S. entered World War One, had about 378,000 people in the armed services. That was about, I guess, April 1917. In June 1917, there was a draft that was established to increase the number of soldiers. Army begins training recruits at 32 large camps. Each of these camps were housing anywhere from 25,000 to 55,000 soldiers. By March 1918, you started to see some outbreaks of flu-like illness. Now, we're talking March, so not technically seasonal flu. They said more than 100 soldiers at Camp Funston in Fort Riley, Kansas, became ill with flu. Within a week, the number of flu cases quintupled, according to the CDC. Spread of flu activity spread unevenly throughout the United States and possibly Asia over the next 6 months. April 1918, first mention of influenza appears in an April 5th weekly public health report. Apparently, there were 18 cases that were severe, 3 deaths in Haskell, Kansas. May 1918, hundreds of thousands of soldiers travel across the Atlantic each month as they are deployed for World War One. By September 1918, a second wave of flu emerges at Camp Devens, a U.S. Army training camp outside of Boston at a naval facility. Between September and November, the second wave of flu peaks in the United States. It's highly fatal, responsible for most of the deaths. Also, that's when bad weather is. New York City's Board of Health adds flu to the list of reportable diseases, requires all flu cases to be isolated at home or in a city hospital. By the end of September, more than 14,000 flu cases were reported at Camp Devens, equaling about one quarter of the total camp. By October 1918, 195,000 Americans had been killed. And that was just during 1 month. In the fall of 1918, the U.S. experiences huge shortages of nurses, because of the deployment of large numbers of nurses to the military camps and abroad. Chicago chapter of the American Red Cross issues an urgent call for volunteers to help nurse the ill. Philadelphia gets hard hit, and I'll tell you why. More than 500 corpses await burial, some for more than a week. Cold storage plants had to be used as temporary morgues. Apparently, a manufacturer of trolley cars had to donate 200 packing crates for coffins. Chicago had to start closing theaters, movie houses, night schools, prohibit public gatherings. So that was within a few months of this pandemic. San Francisco Board of Health requires any person serving the public to wear masks, issues strong recommendations to all residents to wear the mask. New York City reports a 40% decline in shipyard productivity due to flu illnesses in the midst of World War One. So by December 18th, so now we're talking December, months into it, public health officials start education programs. Talk to people about coughing and sneezing and careless disposal of nasal discharge. Because people would just hawk, you know, just, on the street. Committee of the American Public Health Association encourages stores and factories to stagger opening and closing hours for people to walk to work so they didn't have to use public transport. By November 1918, so just a month before, the end of World War One enables this resurgence because now you have Armistice Day, soldiers beginning to demobilize, people coming back, Salt Lake City officials have quarantine signs, and by the end of World War One, the U.S. military grew in size from 378,000 soldiers to 4.7 million soldiers. January 1919, we now see a third wave. Kills many more. Third wave ends up subsiding by the summer. So in San Francisco, 1,800 flu cases, 101 deaths, and reported just in the first few days of January alone. In San Antonio, citizens began complaining that the flu cases weren't being reported. So there, that allowed more flu to surge. 706 cases of influenza, 67 deaths were reported in New York City that month alone. Trustees at Boston City Hospital asked the mayor for a special appropriation of $3,000 to study the treatment of influenza. So that's the timeline given by the CDC. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So History.com talks about how U.S. histories, how U.S. cities tried to halt the spread of the 1918 Spanish flu, but again, it had to do with a lot of politics, people not listening. They didn't have a vaccine. They also had to decide whether to close schools, ban public gatherings. So in mid-September, Philadelphia had this parade. Spanish flu was already spreading. But Wilbur Cruzan, Philadelphia's public health director, assured the public that the soldiers that were being affected in Army and Naval installations, okay, were only suffering from an old-fashioned seasonal flu, and that it could be contained before infecting the civilian population, because they didn't know. That was a public health official. So the first few civilian cases were reported in September of that year. Local physicians were like, wait a second, this could be an epidemic. But Dr. Cruzan, as his medical board, said Philadelphians could try to stay warm, keep their feet dry, and avoid catching the flu if their bowels were open. I guess, meaning not constipated. But civilian infection rates continued to climb. He would not cancel the Liberty Loan Parade. That was scheduled for September 28th. So what we found out from John Barry's The Great Influenza, the story of the deadliest pandemic in history, he writes that infectious disease experts kept warning Cruzan that the parade, which was going to attract several hundred thousand Philadelphians, would be a ready-made inflammable mass for a conflagration. I think that's a fancy term for people getting sick. But Cruzan said the show must go on. Why? Because it would raise millions of dollars in war bonds. So he downplayed the danger of spreading the disease. And on September 28th, you had Boy Scouts, soldiers, marching bands, local dignitaries stretched for 2 miles. Sidewalks were packed and swelled, and Philadelphia had, I mean, it was a sight to see. It was a huge, fantastic parade. But within 72 hours, all 31 of Philadelphia's hospitals were full, 2,600 people dead by the end of the week. So, St. Louis, they talk about flu outbreak in nearby military barracks first spread into the St. Louis civilian population, and there were pushback on the decision to close schools and shutter movie theaters and pool halls and public gatherings. Business owners were ticked, but in this case, in St. Louis, Dr. Max Starkloff and the mayor decided to hold the ground. Infections still swelled, but they had people do more of a, you know, isolation. So one of the reasons why you're seeing this response by the, you know, NBA, possibly NHL, maybe NFL draft, is the fact that we're trying to learn from previous mistakes. And just because we don't know that much about the virus doesn't mean we could assume it's a piece of cake. It's a breeze. But we also don't want to cause a complete widespread panic. I mean, you know, thousands of people were dying by the time they made this decision. We don't want to wait till thousands. We're at 39. But we think we could see the signs. And so, you know, part of our response is because they're going back to what we did in 1918. 1-877-DOCTORLEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Every time we have a disaster in others, it shows the very best of this country working together and coming together.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy is saying Americans should take a deep breath and realize the U.S. has faced much worse problems in its history than a coronavirus outbreak. McCarthy also praising the president's leadership in the growing coronavirus crisis. After last night, the president announced a 30-day travel ban on a couple of dozen countries in Europe to try to stem the tide of the outbreak here.
The president last night, I think, took decisive and the correct action that was needed. These measures are in addition to the work that the president took earlier.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average off its lows of earlier today. It had dropped nearly 2,200 points in early trading, sparking a 15-minute break as investors are still fleeing stocks because of the coronavirus outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're taking your questions and your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners wants me to talk about the travel ban. Apologize, we're getting texts and all sorts of, oh, we got a flash flood. Watch. Okay, on top of that, we got bad weather. So we knew the stock market was going to plunge after President Trump had to suspend travel from Europe. He has, in his address, I don't have all the notes delineated because I was driving, and I was listening to it over the radio. He basically, very calm, sounded like he was reading it, you know, but he, in a very, very calm voice, although he sounded hoarse. His voice sounded a little hoarse, and I'm like, oh, gosh, hope he's not getting sick. But in very calm, cool, collected manner, he talked about how America is ready for this. America has the best healthcare system, some of the best doctors and nurses and medical, you know, system in the world. Talked about how our economy is so strong that we are prepared to handle this. We have money for this. And he's going to ask the Small Business Administration to give low interest loans to companies that are going to have issues with the coronavirus outbreak. He is going to submit to Congress a plan such that workers will still be able to get full paychecks if they have to go into isolation. Excuse me, if they have to go into isolation and not be able to go to work. He acted like this would not hurt the economy. He said whatever we are seeing right now with the, you know, Dow Jones is a brief, you know, moment, a brief, you know, speaking of which, I believe as of today, it tumbled about 2,000 points or 8.4%. It was the worst since the Black Monday crash of 1987. Index lost about 22% of its value, but we expected this to happen because everybody's going on lockdown. With the travel ban, though, you have many people saying it's about time. You have other people saying too little, too late, and others saying, wait a second, how is that going to work? So President Trump announced one of his big pieces of big, shall we say, bombs that he dropped yesterday. Bombshells, was a 30-day ban on travel from European countries to the United States beginning Friday at midnight. Because he wants to keep new cases from coming to America. Now, if we are trying to curb an epidemic, that's, and we have people going in and out of this country and so many routes, then one way to curb new cases would be to prevent, you know, immigration or to prevent travel. The restrictions, though, do not apply to travelers from the UK. Why the UK? Well, New York and the UK are very intermixed in business. I don't know if you see, there's a lot of our business dealings in the UK. UK is almost an extension of the US, or the US a lot of times is an extension of the UK. And so he probably thought New York would be in such a panic at that, you know, that they allowed that, assuming the UK has their act together when it comes to making sure people aren't going to travel who are sick. That caveat with the UK not being a part of this, unfortunately, caused a lot of people to scratch their heads going, well, now everybody's just going to go to the UK and then from the UK try to come to America. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever traveled to Europe, but we did twice, and we did going through the UK. There was a direct flight from Las Vegas to the UK, so that's where we went. And then whether we stayed in the UK or not, we hit it. We took a train, or we did the Eurostar to Paris, and then we were able to get to Lower Europe. So Homeland Security officials say the travel restrictions would only apply to foreign nationals, non-American citizens or legal permanent residents who have been in the Schengen region. That consists of 26 countries in Europe with open borders agreements in the last 14 days. After Trump's announcement, the State Department issued an advisory informing U.S. citizens to reconsider travel abroad as a result of the outbreaks. I have a friend right now in Israel. Trump also announced economic measures that he would help keep the country overcome temporary economic disruptions. So his primetime remarks were, I think, very, very well done. It just, everybody now just I started to criticize like crazy this travel ban. Well, you know, is Europe a big source of our cases? It was China. But we've seen a huge jump in Italy. Italy's now up to 12,000 cases. Italy's cases had risen quickly. They're now on lockdown. Iran is about 10,000 cases. South Korea, 7,800. But if we're looking at Europe, Spain's at 3,000 cases. Germany, 2,500. France, 2,200. USA is still behind them at 1,300. Switzerland, 867 cases. Norway, 727. Sweden, 683. Denmark, 674. Netherlands, 614. The UK at 590. Belgium, 399. Austria, 361. So, Canada, somebody asked about 122 cases. And we are taking your calls and questions at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So is this overkill? NBA suspending, you know, NHL might be, you know, considering suspending games, you know, to avoid crowds. Travel bans. From what I understand, people have been kind of panicking and, you know, trying to get back to the United States before Friday. That's, we're talking 24 hours. People try to hop on any single flight. Again, that's the problem with panic. Now we're going to have some people who are probably sick coming back. But, you know, and I was asked this on SportsX Radio last night, and I've been doing multiple interviews on this. We are now at a time where the kind of the cat is out the bag. We have a domino effect. And even if coronavirus is not as deadly as Spanish flu or, you know, regular influenza, yearly flu, we are being tested on so many fronts. We're being tested on how we handle a new epidemic. We're being tested on how we prevent an economic downfall. We are being tested on how many deaths we can avoid. And even though this is nowhere near the scale of others, it has the potential to be. And so there is a lot riding on our response. And as I've said before, this is a dry run. It's a dress rehearsal for whatever this disease X that the World Health Organization predicted we would be dealing with. What we are dealing with right now is basically either dry run or a boot camp, shall we say. We might not be in a real war. Some people think we are in a real war, and that's why we have to cancel everything. I look at it as whether it's a real war or not, we have to prepare for the future. We have to prepare for what we are going to do when we have a new nasty outbreak. And we need to have online schools ready to go. We have to have means where you can work from home. We have to figure out how we're going to have ready, you know, sanitizers ready to go. We have to have a pathway for a new vaccine. We cannot be caught with our pants down. Now, the Washington administration has looked like they have been very, very diligent and, you know, very organized by this. We did have a goof with some of these test kits not being proper and possibly having false negatives. But again, that's because we got caught with our pants down and we had to make a brand new test from scratch with very little information on the virus. But what we might have to do, which again is ticking a lot of people off, but we might just have to take the next couple weeks, do the lockdown, do the more serious approach, because if we don't surgically, if we don't try and cure this as quickly as possible and contain it, that going on for months is just going to make it worse. And then we're going to be put on a lockdown for longer. So while we're only talking 1,000 cases or a few thousand cases, now's probably the time for us to be diligent. And basically, you want to stamp out a smoldering cigarette before it turns into a forest fire. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He was sentenced for his rape and sexual assault of multiple women in the Hollywood industry, according to Fox News, and he apparently had suffered a mild heart attack. Citing an NYU Langone and Bellevue Hospital source, the news outlet said Weinstein was rushed to the New York Hospital Wednesday for a, quote, emergency angioplasty and stayed overnight. right? Well, emergency angioplasty means they had to open up an artery. Hours after sentencing, he was once again moved to Bellevue Hospital after complaint of chest pain. Spokesperson told the Daily Beast that Rikers Island jail staff had decided for safety to have him checked out at the hospital. He is being watched carefully at Bellevue, according to a spokesperson told the Daily Beast. This is the second time he ended up at Bellevue Hospital after being given distressing news. We've talked about Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, or broken heart syndrome. You have the stress of a death, or something like you're spending the rest of your life in jail. That could put you into a heart attack. Following his February conviction, he had been sent to the hospital instead of Rikers Island Jail Complex after he experienced high blood pressure and heart palpitations. He later had a stent put in to open up a blockage, remained at the hospital for 10 days. Yeah, some people would rather be at a hospital than in jail. I used to, when we were in training, we would have people that would, you know, fake illness just so they could be in the hospital and go through their 24-hour testing and, you know, all that. And, you know, it would unfortunately require a cop to have to be there 24/7. So, as opposed to having inmates, you know, in cells and, you know, being watched by then fewer police officers. And so it really, really taxed the taxpayer every time somebody, you know, wanted to be in the hospital and would feign an issue. They got, you know, kind of stricter on what constitutes a medical emergency to go to the hospital. A lot of jails now have, a lot of jails now have medical, facilities, of course, there as well. But with Harvey Weinstein, he just doesn't look like the healthiest cat. So I am not surprised that he has some cardiac issues. So we'll keep you posted on that. Not that anybody really cares about his health right now. Chelsea Manning attempts suicide in jail, according to the legal team. Former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning tried to take her own life in a Virginia jail on Wednesday, according to Fox News, this being ahead of a looming court date. She has been recovering and is still expected to appear in court for a hearing Friday after she refused to testify before a grand jury in a WikiLeaks probe. Manning had been rearrested last May for failing to comply with the subpoena to testify after serving 2 months for the same issue. I don't believe we know how she tried to take her life. A judge is set to rule Friday on a motion to terminate the civil contempt sanctions stemming from her May refusal. She told the judge in May she'd rather starve to death than comply with the subpoena. In spite of those sanctions, according to her legal team, which have so far included over a year of so-called coercive incarceration and nearly $500,000 of threatened fines, she remains unwavering in her refusal to participate in a secret grand jury process as she sees as highly susceptible to abuse. So in a 2019 letter to the judge, Manning had called the grand jury probe an effort to frighten journalists and publishers who serve the public good. Now, if you remember, she was found guilty of espionage and theft in 2013, had been sentenced to 35 years of prison after she leaked classified documents to WikiLeaks. U.S. officials claim that the website's founder, Julian Assange, worked in tandem with Manning to break into classified government computers and leak information related to war, diplomacy efforts, etc. Obama commuted her sentence in 2017, and she was released from prison after 7 years. I haven't really been following the whole Chelsea Manning thing, but you would think if somebody was, breaking in and stealing and giving, you know, information to outside sources, that would be some pretty big penalties. You used to get shot for stuff like that. I'm not saying that's, you know, what should happen, but still. All right. Did you guys see the movie A Quiet Place? It was a movie, kind of a thriller where, you have to be quiet or you get killed. Director John Krasinski and Emily Blunt starred in the first one. Well, the sequel has been long awaited, and I believe it was supposed to come out later this month. Well, Paramount is now going to delay the release of the movie indefinitely due to concerns over the spread of the novel coronavirus. Other film delays, including the James Bond movie, No Time to Die, that has now been delayed to November. That was supposed to come out, I guess, this spring. Peter Rabbit 2, was Peter Rabbit 1 good? Luckily, my kids are old enough now that I don't have to watch all the little baby movies. I like the Disney and Pixar. I really haven't watched Peter Rabbit, but apparently that's been delayed too. Not sure if a lot of people are, wiping a tear, off the ride from that one. But they say this delay of A Quiet Place Part 2 marks the most dramatic film cancellation yet because it was supposed to be released in 8 days. The Hollywood Reporter's Tatiana Siegel on Twitter said Paramount has already made its entire marketing spend to promote the movie, meaning that if you delay the film, that they either can't market it or they have to spend more money. So, you know, I look at these movies in Hollywood as just making big, big bucks and just, you know, they make a movie, they pay their actors tons of money, they pay to create the movie and all that, and then they have to market and put out all this buzz. Like, I don't know if you've been watching the Impractical Jokers ads. I love the Impractical Jokers guys. They're great. I haven't seen the movie yet, and I don't know how good that movie's doing. But I saw a lot of marketing and a lot of Instagram ads and Facebook ads to get people to go to the movie. So these movies have to be, you know, very precisely marketed. And there also has to be timing, especially if you want any Oscar nods or Golden Globe nods or whatever. And so I have been excited. I cannot wait to see A Quiet Place Part 2. I'm ready to go. Why? Because I've been inundated with the ads. If all that money went for naught, waste, they just lost money on the movie before it even started. Now, are we really going to play a violin for Hollywood, you know, companies, you know, and their, you know, lack of profits? Probably not. But it's another sign of how an industry that could be too big to fail can get really sideswiped. You know, NBA stars have reacted to the season on hold. LeBron James led the players' reaction on Wednesday, saying we really need to cancel 2020. And he called the start of the new year rough. He said, man, we canceling sport events, school, office work, et cetera, et cetera. What we really need to cancel is 2020. LeBron wrote, damn, it's been a rough 3 months. God bless and stay safe. Stephen Curry appeared to echo his statement, saying 2020 ain't it. Don't know what to compare this situation to. Just got to buckle up and take care of yourself and those around you. Basketball will be back at some point, but right now, protect yourself and stay safe out there. Jared Dudley tweeted he would rather postpone the season to get ahead of the virus and that he understood that it would take away a paycheck from a lot of people. Said this is serious and needed to take any and every precaution necessary. Only money out of pockets will be the league and the basketball-related income going down in salary cap next season. He said, and I personally would rather postpone to make sure we can finally get ahead of this, but speak for myself only. So, you know, we're looking at just unprecedented things that we thought we would not see. We expected this to be a very tumultuous presidential election. We expected to see same old, same old. We didn't expect to see I go to basketball and hockey and Major League Baseball to avoid politics. No. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.